Everett Potter, cross-country skier, instructor and journalist, has named Stokely Creek Lodge as one of his five favorite cross-country ski resorts in an article appearing in U.S. business magazine Forbes. In a January write-up, Potter recognized Stokely for its trail system, near to the highway while still being secluded. "I thought it was amazing," said Susan Biker, Stokely Creek Lodge co-owner of the recognition received. "Forbes is a business magazine, and from a business perspective, to be put among the best in the cross-country skiing business is very exciting." The Forbes article ranked Stokely 5th, Latigo Ranch, Colorado coming first, followed by Lone Mountain Ranch, Montana, Vista Verde Guest Ranch, Colorado, and Metau Valley, Washington. The thumbs up for the lodge from Forbes follows an earlier honor. Stokely Creek Lodge, as reported earlier, was also named one of the top North American cross-country ski resorts in the USA Today Readers' Choice Travel Awards for 2021. "That was a major achievement, Stokely Creek placing high on the list among larger resorts across the continent, including some in Alberta, British Columbia, California, Colorado, and New Hampshire. I think Stokely has always been up there," said Biker, speaking to Sue Today. Stokely Creek Lodge, located 34 kilometers north of Sault Ste. Marie, includes a main lodge, restaurant, guest cabins, and more than 100 kilometers of cross-country ski and snowshoe trails. It is also open for biking, hiking, and cross-country running in the spring, summer, and fall months. The lodge is owned by Susan Biker, husband Galen, daughter Tanya Biker Fair, and son-in-law Ian Fair. The Biker family is based near Grand Rapids, Michigan. When Chuck Peterson and his family started Stokely, in the 1970s, the Biker family having purchased the resort in 2007, they looked for the best place for terrain and weather. "We don't do races anymore, but skiers from all over, like Norway, raced here. I think that right now they," sources such as USA Today, Forbes, and other major publications, "are recognizing outdoor sports more and putting that forward, and cross-country skiing is at the forefront when people are looking for things to do outside, after COVID lockdowns." Biker said, "I've been going through old articles and it's just amazing how much has been written about Stokely over the last 40 years and how much has happened here. We have really kept the place going and maintained the trails, probably even groomed better. Chuck kind of liked more backcountry stuff," Biker added with a chuckle. As for the food and hospitality side of it, Biker said, "We've kept up the great food that was started way back. We've had wonderful chefs here. In years past, the Globe and Mail recognized Stokely's quality as a resort in 2010, followed by CNN Travel in 2014. The New York Times highlighted Stokely in 2019 for its relative proximity, approximately 48 kilometers, to the ice caves, popular with many ecotourists, along the shore of Lake Superior. While the majority of Stokely's guests are American," Biker told Sue Today, "a lot more Saltites are starting to become aware of what's in their own backyard. We're getting a lot of people from the Sioux coming out here now for overnight stays. I think these recent things, recognition from national media sources, are helping people realize, we don't have to go too terribly far for a wonderful, unique experience. Other Canadian visitors are starting to come from centers such as Sudbury and Toronto," Biker said. Stokely opened for the skiing season December 26, observing COVID-19 protocols. A lockdown shut the resort's doors for a time before reopening January 31. Handing out of COVID-19 rapid test kits to travelers entering Canada at the CBSA port of entry in the Sioux has been a turnoff for some, Biker said. "They get a test. They say it's random, but I bet 80% of our guests are given a kit to take a test, online, in front of somebody. That doesn't make for a relaxing vacation, so we're wondering when all that will end. Other than that, we've been doing very well. We've had very few cancellations. We're very booked," Biker said.